This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3rd at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd is part of the broader transformation in the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd will be a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters, spread over two basements and seven floors. It will house key ministries including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT, Petroleum and Natural Gas, and the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities, resulting in 30% energy saving and also generating over 5 lakh units of electricity annually. The new building will exemplify modern governance infrastructure featuring IT-ready and secure workspaces, ID card-based access controls, integrated electronic surveillance and a centralized command system. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has chaired the second meeting of the Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation on the initiatives to strengthen the cooperative sector. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Ministry of Cooperation is committed to transform cooperatives into vibrant and successful business units. He said that in view of the ambitious target of setting up 2 lakh multi-purpose cooperative societies in the country in 5 years and so far over 35,000 new cooperative societies have been formed. Union Minister of Cooperation added that the 3 national-level cooperative societies have been formed for the prosperity of the cooperative sector, agriculture and farmers. Mr. Shah also asked all the members of the Consultative Committee to strengthen the dairy sector in the respective states to give a boost to the cooperatives. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand triggered by a cloudburst in the upper catchment area of the Khir Ganga River caused a large-scale destruction in Dharali village in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Following the cloudburst, the Khir Ganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. According to the district magistrate, Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary reports, at least 4 people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences to the families affected in the tragic cloudburst incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister on the incident and took stock of the situation. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that the teams from the district administration, Indian Army, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in relief and rescue work in the affected areas. The inaugural edition of the India-New Zealand Defence Strategic Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday with an aim to discuss security perspectives and further bolster bilateral cooperation. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary International Cooperation, Ministry of Defence, India Amitabh Prasad, and Head of International Branch, Ministry of Defence, New Zealand, Ms. Kathleen Pierce. Ministry of Defence said both nations expressed satisfaction at the ongoing defence cooperation and identified means to enhance the existing areas of collaboration. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Philippines adopted a 5-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide the cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks. Mr. Modi asserted that the 2 countries remain committed to peace, security, prosperity and a rules-based order in the Indo-Pacific region. In boxing, Indian boxers continue their march towards a significant medal count at the Under-19 and Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships 2025 in the Thai capital yesterday, with 7 women boxers in the Under-19 category assuring themselves of a podium finish. Yakshika 51kg, Nisha 54kg, Muskan 57kg and Vinny 60kg reached the semi-finals of their respective weight categories in the morning session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.